Welcome back to another episode of Real Ass Affirmations Podcast. I'm Chisa Penix Brown, your favorite mental wealth lifestylist, and today I have a message for you. Somebody doesn't understand what the word collaboration means. And I have been going through this a lot lately, and I don't know if it's just because of the season. I don't know if because people is popping out here. I don't know if it's because the world is back open, but I need people to really understand what collaboration means. To me, now you can do your own definition, you could go into any dictionary and you can read it, but I'm just going to tell you. Collaboration means that we're both bringing something to the table, that there is some type of equality, and we're both putting in our time, and we're both putting in our money, and we're both putting in our energy. Collaboration also means that we need something that the other person has, okay? Collaboration means that you and I are going to mutually benefit from us doing something together. Now, let me give you two different scenarios. I had a scenario that happened where somebody said, okay, well, how much do you charge per hour? Told them how much I charge per hour. And then the next thing that came out of their mouth was, oh, well, maybe we can do a collaboration. So let me tell you what I heard when they said that. What I heard was, when I told you what it was per hour, you didn't have the money to pay, so therefore you felt like collaborating and bringing some stuff together was going to be how this was going to work for you. Now, you asked me, which means that you saw value in me, and I didn't ask you for anything, right? So the thing is, you have, you know, an office somewhere. I got an office. You have, something that you do that's similar to what I do. And that's cool. And I'm not saying that we can't collaborate, but I am saying bring something to the table. Because at first it sounded like you wanted to hire somebody. And then it sounds like you didn't want to hire somebody because you didn't want to spend that money. So I need you to understand collaboration means we're both bringing something to the table. And it's mutually beneficial. All right? One more example. In this example, I had somebody that wanted to collaborate, but after I had already done all the work, that's not a motherfucking collaboration. That's somebody being a dick writer. That's what that really just is, right? Somebody writing your coattails is not a collaboration, all right? Because you've already done all of the work. You've put the energy in, you put the effort in, and now all of a sudden somebody feels like, oh, let me go ahead and jump on that. Oh, it's a great idea. Now that all the work is done, that's not a collaboration if I did all the fucking work. Do you understand me? So I need you guys to really understand, people are just all over the place nowadays using words and thinking that just because they use these words and it sounds good, that means that you should just jump on the bandwagon. As an affirmation, I have to understand one thing, and one of my favorite affirmations is that my business deserves attention. That's one of my favorite ones, because if I'm dividing my attention up somewhere else and I'm not minding my business, then I'm going to be the one that's suffering, and my business deserves attention. And I cannot then take my attention away from what I'm doing in order to help you run your business. And whether that's your personal business, that's your professional business, whatever it is, yours is the one that deserves attention, and you should not be taking your efforts to go ahead and filter into somebody else's thing because they want to use you. I'm just telling you. Another situation. Let's have a meeting. Let's go ahead. Let's do such and such, right? And I say, I'm not going to be able to do such and such unless there's a check that's involved. And then you're like, well, you should just still come to the meeting. What the fuck are we meeting for? Okay, because if there's not a check involved, what are we meeting for? What are we talking about? What you want is you're saying a collaboration, but you want these ideas. You want this energy. You want all of the sauce. Okay, how do you want the sauce if you have no money for the sauce? I don't understand it, right? Like, this is not just like I just got sauce package just laying around to be like, here, let me give you a sauce package because your shit is dry. No, that's not how this thing works. This thing works where we are going to both bring something to the table. I need people to just really understand this because it is running rampant nowadays. And like I said, if it's a personal relationship or a professional relationship, you're still supposed to bring something to the table, right? So think about this whenever you are affirming a relationship. whether it is, you know, something that you just are led to do because you feel it, or something that you think might be good for you career-wise, or somebody that you really want to work with, collaboration is a serious thing when you're both bringing something to the table, not when you are lacking. Now, if you don't have the money, guess what you say? Well, look, I really can't afford that right now, but I will be able to sometime soon. But since I can't, is there something else that we can do? Because that's just not in my budget right now. And you'd be surprised at how people will say, well, look, I can't do this, but I can do this. And then they offer to give you certain things, or maybe they even turn you on to somebody else that might be just as great in order for you to do what you need to do. But I'm trying to tell you, it's just, it's so out of control right now where people want to use your energy. They want to suck away your life force. And it's just like, we cannot afford to do that. As we are affirming ourselves and we are walking into our state of abundance, we have to realize this. And once you see the trickery and you see how they try to slide in and try to get things from you, once you realize it, then you know how to say, no, thank you. No, thank you. So I want you to do this with me. And whenever you see these types of situations happening, just sit for a second. Think about what the person is saying. Think about the value that you have and that you know that you have. And evaluate the situation for what it is. Not what you think it should be, not what you feel like you want it to be, but for what it is. Listen to the words that people are saying. Get that feeling of connectivity, or it could be a feeling of disconnect. There's something going on in there that allows you to be able to discern if this is really a collaboration, if this is really something that you should do. And once you do that, you would be surprised at the fact that you will be like, fuck no, this is not for me, not right now. It's just not for me right now. And it is okay for it to not be for you right now. So I just want you to just feel that. Take a little bit of time and listen. Absorb, bring it in, okay? Evaluate, digest it. And then you can come up with a solution of either yes, it's going to work, or no, it's definitely not going to work. This is what I wish for you, is the serenity to know the fact that it's not going to work because they're trying to use you. So this has been a new episode. A visual episode, so you can see all of the energy. You can feel it. And if you're listening to this episode, you can go to YouTube and you can actually watch it. So you can go to chisatv.com, chisatv.com, and you can watch it. If you are watching it on Chisa TV, you can listen to other episodes at realassaffirmations.com. And then we'll be a whole big family, so you'll never miss an episode. But what I want you to do is make sure that you share this with somebody. And if you want to make a comment, that'd be amazing. If you want to leave a 5-star review, that'd be amazing. If you want to tag a friend, that'd be amazing too. Do all the things, but absorb it for yourself and do not let people suck away your energy because they don't understand the meaning of collaboration. All right. So make sure that you continue to listen every week and you show up and show out and that you continue to give it to the people, because that's what we're here to do. And that's on Real Ass Affirmations. We'll see you on the next episode, everybody.